The youth have put together a wonderful service for us, and it's my hope and my prayer that we are closer to Christ this morning, because as we recognize that Christ is risen indeed, our joy has been made complete, and so we worship this morning, and we invite folks to stay for breakfast afterwards. And our second service is at the regular time at 9:30. So welcome to our Easter morning service.
I awaken, I wink one eyelid, night has lightened, dawn is near. I roll over and remember, women weeping, women worrying, women wondering as they gather myrrh in loaves and soft bundles, pulling shawls around their shoulders, closing wooden doors behind them, walking down the quiet alleys, meeting at the outer wall. Whispering, they walk on, drawn together in their duty, locked together in their love. Treading twig and thistle, dewy grass, and stone and sand, they pull shawls a little closer, hugging bundles closer yet. Their fear and sadness mingle. But what is this? There is no guard. The rocks rolled back. There is no body. He is gone. He is gone. Bundles abandoned, duty forsaken, shawls freely flying, the women turn. Oh, hallelujah, Christ is risen, just as he said. He's risen indeed. I arise and rejoice. I stretch and celebrate the day. No somber black awaits my dressing. Purple and teal will tell my joy. Festal foods and pealing bells, happy hugs and banners waved. Children's voices raised in song, robins hopping in the yard. All is changed. All is new. There is life and hope and grace. The sun is up and I am too. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed.
Please rise and join me in the call to worship. Shout for joy. Clap your hands. Dance and sing.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Now please join me in the prayer of praise and adoration. Praise to the risen Christ. We are filled with awe for your powerful love and amazing grace. Like those first disciples who ran to your empty tomb, help the message of your resurrection bring new life to our souls and renewed commitment to follow at all times in our lives, and not just on Sundays. Help us to show the world your loving presence and attitude of commitment and joy. Amen. Please remain standing for hymn number 322, Up From the Grave He Arose.
You may be seated. And if you'd like to just, we're going to sing the first verse of The Old Rugged Cross, and then partway through the drama, when Linda starts playing again, we'll do the third verse. And you can stay seated for that, too.
The crowd is dispersing.
They've had their taste of blood.
They've seen the crucifixions. They've seen three victims die.
Hooray! Hooray! The criminals are dead.
And with them, the great pretender Jesus,
the son called the King of the Jews.
Hooray! Hooray!
How can these people be so excited, so happy at such a tragic time?
They've had no understanding of what they've done.
It's a wonder the Roman soldiers let Joseph of Arimathea claim Jesus' body.
Joseph is a rich man. He even owns his own tomb.
You think that's where Joseph plans on taking Jesus?
Look, it's Joseph with Mary, Jesus' mother, and Mary Magdalene, and a group of Jesus' followers.
They're carrying Jesus' body.
They're heading for Joseph's tomb.
Roman soldiers are following them. Will they stop the burial?
I doubt it. They'll be glad when they see Jesus is buried.
See, they're at the tomb now.
Joseph and the women are entering the cave.
They'll be laying Jesus to rest.
A sad time for them.
A sad time for everyone.
Do any of them really know who Jesus is or was?
A few, not most, but they will learn.
I see Joseph and the women are leaving the tomb. They must have completed their work.
What's that the Romans are doing?
Oh my, they're pushing a boulder to the cave's opening. They're sealing the tomb.
Why?
To prevent anyone from going in and stealing Jesus' body to make it look like Jesus escaped on his own. Or to prevent anyone in the tomb from somehow coming out.
The only one in the tomb is Jesus, and he's dead.
Dead?
It appears the Romans plan on staying despite the fact Jesus' friends have left.
Jesus' friends will return in a few days to tend his body, but the soldiers will stand there to guard.
Why?
To secure the cave, make sure it remains sealed.
Remain sealed? Of course it will remain sealed. No living soul could move that boulder without help.
It's hope, not help. That's needed now.
Such a mournful situation.
Even the clouds have darkened.
They're filled with sadness, too.
Thank you.
Two sorrow-filled days have passed.
But daybreak comes again, and it's the dawning of a new day.
Are the Romans still guarding the cave?
They seem to be, but wait, I think they're sleeping.
Am I seeing things, or has the boulder been removed from the entrance to the tomb?
The boulder's sitting next to the cave.
Here come some women. I see Jesus' mother and Mary Magdalene among them. What are they carrying?
Ointments and clothes to treat Jesus' body.
They're wakening the soldiers and pointing to the boulder.
They're rushing to the cave's entrance. They want to go inside.
Will the Romans let them?
It seems so. The soldiers aren't stopping them.
I pity those poor women. What a dreadful thing to have to treat a dead body.
They'll take good care of it, I'm sure.
What's this? The women are coming out of the cave. They haven't been in there long enough to perform any tasks.
They're waving their arms. They're shouting.
The soldiers are going into the cave.
What's happened? What are the women saying?
They're running off to town.
Can you hear what they're saying?
No, they're too far away.
I can tell you what they're saying.
You can?
You know it was on my form that Jesus was crucified.
We know.
They stabbed him. They tore his garments and drew lots of them while he hung on me. He shed his blood on me.
We know.
And as he carried and asked that God's will be done.
Are you saying?
You're not saying that the tomb is empty because Jesus has broken the barrier to the cave and has risen from the dead.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. The word of Jesus has always proven true. It's all part of God's plan, the death and resurrection of Jesus, to save mankind from the sin and bring hope to the world.
So Jesus lives?
He lives.
Please join us for hymn number 364, Because He Lives.
now the gospel reading from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
Lord of heaven and earth. Father, hold me, hold me. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, 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 holy. Hallelujah to the Lord of heaven and earth. 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 Hallelujah.
Do you know what happened? Do you know where he is? We came to the tomb this morning early. The sun was just up. We brought our burial spices to place around his body. What will we do with the stone? We wondered. Will the soldiers let us in? But there were no soldiers, and the stone was rolled away from the entrance. And the tomb? The tomb was empty. How could this be? Where was his body? Then the angels appeared. Great shining ones, brightening us out of our wits. Why seek ye the living among the dead? They asked. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. We raced back to Jerusalem to find Jesus' closest friends who were in hiding for fear and sorrow. The tomb is empty. The Lord's body is gone. The angels told us he is risen. Huh. They thought us to be crazy women. But I saw him with my own eyes. He spoke to me. Our Lord is risen indeed.
Though Jesus came as Lord of all, he slept in a manger in a cattle stall. He grew up in a little known town and had no place, no throne, no crown. He discipled some fishermen from Galilee who would spread his word from sea to sea. He healed the sick and raised the dead, but in spite of his love, he suffered and bled. Father, forgive them, the Savior prayed, for those who condemned him and those who strayed. He felt the nails in his hands and feet, but suffered and died without defeat. His borrowed tomb was guarded and sealed. It couldn't hold him, his keepers revealed. He appeared to those who were willing to believe that by coming to him, new life they would receive. He will reign in our hearts and forever will be the Lord of the earth, of the sky and the sea. He'll take us to heaven to live with him there in the beautiful mansions he has gone to prepare. Now please stand for the hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Thank you.
And we'll conclude the service today with the epistle reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, and chapter 1, verse 18. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. This concludes our service, but everyone is welcome. I think probably everyone knows to join the breakfast out in the kitchen in the social room. Thanks for coming this morning.